We are now holding in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel. It is important to keep in mind the following background information. The Chazal were metaken that the bdika be done with a candle because it allows you to check in all the cracks and crevices or any other hard area to reach. Being that the light of a candle is a lot more effective at night, and also because most people are home at night, Chazal therefore established that the bdika should be done at night. The Mechaber begins, Habdika tzorech shetihye l'or haner, v'lo l'or halavona, v'im ovar v'le bodak, l'al yudalid, k'sheboidik b'yoyim yudalid, lo yivdek l'or hachame, ala l'or haner. If someone was not boidik b'leil yudalid when he was supposed to, so when he goes to be boidik the next day b'yom yudalid, he should not rely only on the sunlight, but he should also be boidik l'or hanir, especially when checking the chayin is dokim. However, the Mechaber points out that there is an exception. An achsadra. The Mechaber says, "V'achsadra she'oyre rav im b'doko l'or hachama dayo. V'hu adin k'neged aruba shebecheder." An achsadra is an area which has at least one wall open and therefore allows enough sunlight in to be boided properly. The same holds true for any area directly opposite the window. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that this is only by an open window. A glass window does not allow enough light. I'll add that the Rasham in Das Torah points out that maybe in the time of the Magen Avraham that's how the glass was, but today our glass is completely transparent and a bdika can't be done opposite a glass window. Now, what happens if someone decided to be boidik early on Yud Gimel, the day before? So now it depends what happened. If he was boidik on the day of Yud Gimel, since the Or Haner is not as effective during the day as it is at night, the candle is not as effective, he therefore must repeat the bdika at night. However, since according to the Gra, he is Yotze B'dievet, he therefore should not recite a new bracha. But if he was boidig on Leil Yud Gimel, he is Yotze, and he does not need to repeat the bdika. If he does decide to repeat it, he certainly should not say a bracha. Now, as far as Lechatchila, can he be boidig on Leil Yud Gimel, the night before? So, the Shaar Tzion brings that the truth is, according to the Gra and others, he really can be boidik on Leil Yud Gimel. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that although it might be considered a perfectly valid bedika, since we do paskin, that the only time you make a bracha for bedika is on Leil Yudalid, on the Iker Zman of bedika. So anyone being boidik on Leil Yud Gimel loses the bracha. He cannot make a bracha. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in Shaar Tzion that l'chatchila it should not be done. The Mechaber continues. Sif Beis. Ein boidkin l'or havuka ela l'or hanir. You cannot be boidik with a torch, which also includes any time that you have more than one wick. The Gemara gives several reasons, such as the fire of the torch cannot be used for small chayrin u'sdokim, it just won't fit in, and if you're nervous the whole time about causing a fire, you simply will not be able to be boidik properly. The Mechaber, v'loy b'ner shel chaylev, v'loy shel shumen, that means a candle made out of fat, where you might be worried that it'll drip on your clothing, therefore you'll be unable to concentrate. V'lo shel shemen. El benir shel shava. You can also not use a candle made out of oil because it might spill and make it difficult to be bodik. Ela b'nir shel shava, only a wax candle should be used. Now, if you did the bodika with either a candle of chalev, of fat or shuman, you are yoytze b'di'evin. However, with an avuka, if you use the torch, you are not yoytze. Now, what about if you use shemen and used oil? That's a machlokes as to whether you're yoytze b'di'evin or not. The Rama says, v'hu yichidi, in other words, you can only use a ner shel shava, v'hu yichidi, it's a single ner, aval shnei neris, b'yachad, afilu kluyim, dinam ka'avuka. In other words, only a single candle, a woven candle, is also considered an avuka. That's all the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what about a flashlight? So, the Maisa, the meaning is to be bodied with a candle. Because that could be the Takanas HaChazal, to be bodied la'or haner. In Sefer, Hilchos Chag B'Chav, Rav Karp brings that supposedly, according to the Chazon Ish, one is allowed to use a flashlight, at least when checking places which would be difficult to reach with a candle. Sif Gimel. Boidekol mekoymen sheyesh lochus shema hichnisu bahem chometz. All areas that are certainly used for chometz require bedika. In addition to any place where it is reasonable to believe that chometz might have been brought in. The example we find in the Gemara is a wine cellar where you might enter into the wine cellar during a meal in order to refill a bottle of wine. And it is possible that you forgot a piece of bread in the wine cellar, and therefore it would require a bedika. However, a storage area that is not used during meals, or any area that is never used for food, does not require bedika. Unless, of course, that you know for a fact that you did bring chametz into that area.